The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Folks, welcome to the show. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, and I get to talk to fascinating guests, none more so than my guest today, Jerome Corsi. Jerome, welcome back.
Thank you.
We had a fascinating conversation yesterday about everything, about where we are as a country, but you have a brand new book out, and this stuff, it doesn't get hotter, no pun intended, than what you write about in this book. Anybody who is alive to where we are in the culture has been suspicious of the climate change agenda and has always wanted to know, what's the truth? How can I get to the truth? It sounds like a lot of baloney. Maybe there's some truth. They're overstating it. You have effectively, definitively destroyed the whole thesis. Your book is called The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change, Exposing Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. On the front of the book, it says, warning, read at your own risk, this definitive refutation of climate change hoax theories cannot be ignored regardless of how badly the left will want to do so. You're an investigative journalist. You don't write theory. And you, in this book, The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change, you prove that this is nonsense. Nonsense is a very nice word. So what's at the heart of it? What led you to do this?
Well, this is my third book on energy. This, again, is another one of those topics that came on me that I had no choice but to write. I mean, God has me just thinking about energy for the last 20 years, about these topics. I really never took a science course in college, hardly at all, except one geology course that was mandatory for credits. And yet, read what the scientists say about this book. I'm a political philosopher. My degree is in political science, Harvard, political science. But the first third of this book explains, going back into the history of this environmental movement, how it got co-opted by the Malthusians. There's too many people. And then it got co-opted by the neo-Marxists with their Gramsci theories and the destroy the culture. And they decided that they would basically, like Green New Deal, this is now a political agenda. Then the core of the book is the science. Now, again, it's really a remarkable thing when I wrote this. I have been learning science and been able to read it in the last few years in a way I could not read it younger. It suddenly is clear to me. So I start off by, I'm going to give you a couple of key points. Number one, we tend to think of the Earth as present. The Earth has been here 4.6 billion years. Let's just take that as an assumption. For 80% of that time, Precambrian, there was nothing living on the surface of the Earth. The last 500 million years is when it's all been getting going. First of all, the Earth is today cooler than ever in those 500 million years, and there's less carbon dioxide here than there was 500 million years ago. 175 million years ago, there was approximately 7,500 parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. 7,500 parts per million is a minuscule amount of all the millions of parts that there are in the atmosphere. Today, 175 million years later, it's 400 parts per million. We're 0.04% of the atmosphere. We're talking about a trace element. Its greenhouse effect is so small
Wait, you're talking about carbon dioxide, you said.
Carbon dioxide is 0.044, one-thousandth of a percent. 4/100ths of a percent, 0.04. Okay, and its greenhouse effect, while there, is so small it can be barely measured. Clouds, water vapor, most more precisely, is 70% of the greenhouse effect on Earth. It accounts probably for 70% of the greenhouse gases probably accounts for 90% of the greenhouse effect on Earth. The greenhouse effect on Earth is very important because we get our heat from the sun, and if it all went back into the atmosphere, we would lose this inner, web of air which protects us.
This thing called our atmosphere, which allows us to live.
Right, and that's that thing up there in the sky, is this yellow is not a tree ornament. That's the sun. And a big news flash, sun heats Earth. That's the major driver of temperature on the Earth. When the Earth is very far out from the sun, it's Milankovitch cycles, where we have an egg-shaped orbit. At the most elliptical, we're farthest away from the sun. It happens about every 100,000 years. We get an ice age. When the sun is inactive, when it's just lazy, fewer sunspots, it happened in 1617 to about 1719. It was tracked by British astronomers. It caused what they call the Maunder Minimum. It was a little period of time.
Is that what they call the Little Ice Age?
No, it's similar. But the Little Ice Age is related, but this was a distinct period of time in 1600. The global warmists don't want you to know. They erase this data intentionally. It's fraudulent. They don't want you to know about the medieval warm period, which was in 1300 approximately. They don't want you to know about the Little Ice Age, which did not end until Napoleon's troops froze coming out of Moscow. When you see the pictures of Washington crossing the Delaware, those ice floes aren't there anymore. That was the Little Ice Age.
So at the latter part of the 18th century, we still were experiencing what's called the Little Ice Age, and we are now warmer than we were during that anomalous period.
And there have been cold periods. The ice ages, we've been having ice ages forever. They come and they go. And you can tie it to this Milankovitch cycles when we're farther away from the Earth. It's the sun again. We get less solar irradiance farther away.
So what you're saying is when you look at the data more globally over time, you realize that the hysteria over this current period is misplaced.
Yeah, in fact, methodologically, it's faulty time series analysis. Time series analysis is data which you're looking at over long – you want to see a trend. So a mutual fund industry says, my fund was great in the last 3 years. Well, how about the last 10 years? Well, we didn't do so well then. So you cherry pick your time.
Yeah.
You look at 175 million years, there's several things that have happened. We are cooler than ever. We have less carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than ever. Maybe some slight increase from the Industrial Revolution from 200 parts to million, per million, 200 parts per million to 400. That's a doubling, but it's so small. The doubling means nothing. That's going like from, 0.0001 to 0.0002. You've doubled it. It means nothing. Okay? And secondly, we've had ice ages when the Earth had much more carbon dioxide and it did not, the carbon dioxide didn't warm us. The carbon dioxide is not a major driver of the Earth. The sun, which the left wants to erase, is the major driver. And this is not a stable place. It's not such that everything was good until we human beings got here. We got here very recently.
So this is part of a narrative. If I want to read this correctly,
right.
That there's a narrative that people who are the global warming alarmists, the climate change alarmists, have said in shrieking, keening tones, if we don't do X and Y and Z, it's all going to be over. Most people know that is utter nonsense, but you have the facts to back it up.
I can back it up. And I also go through the number of cataclysms the Earth has gone through. It's not a stable place. Human beings have been here maybe 10 million years, humanoids. Okay, we're just the most recent creatures walking around the surface of the Earth. The dinosaurs were here for 100 million years. Earth does not run its temperature to make human beings happy. Earth runs its temperature under the second law of thermodynamics to distribute heat. Okay, dinosaurs, 65 million years ago. We've had five extinctions before there was any human beings on the planet. Five. When the dinosaurs were extinct, there were a series of cataclysms. Number one, a giant asteroid hitting the Yucatan caused tsunamis all the way up to North Dakota. Number two, we had thousands of years of volcanic activity in India through so much sulfur dioxide in the atmosphere.
Now that I've not heard. This is so fascinating. We're going to go to a break. We are talking to Jerome Corsi. Folks, please look up Jerome Corsi, the new book, The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change.
Such a cause. Give me things that don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the three-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, we're talking to Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. We are exposing the utter nonsense behind climate change and global warming. I tell you, it's like a lot of the things we were talking about yesterday. The narrative in the culture, this wicked cultural Marxist narrative is so strong. We have to stand against it. And so I want to thank you on behalf of the country and the world for putting the facts in a book so that anybody who actually cares to know can know. And the book is called The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change. So you just said that, the dinosaurs, about 65 million years ago, a large asteroid hits the Yucatan Peninsula, wipes out the dinosaurs, not just the dinosaurs, most life on Earth is wiped out. Then you were referring to something I'd not heard of. You said tremendous volcanic activity on the Indian subcontinent.
Right. I'll get to that in a minute. But I wrote this book. It came on me. I had to write the book. I had no choice but to write the book. I wrote it expecting it would be suppressed. People would not know. No one would read it. I'm writing a second one on the Marxism. It would be three volumes called The Great Awakening Trilogy. I don't expect anyone will read it. I don't expect even Fox won't have me. I'm blocked now. They don't want me speaking. They don't want any truth out.
You scare them to death, and that's a good thing.
If there's anybody here after I'm gone, it could be read later. That's why I'm writing it. I don't choose to write these. It's like I have no choice but to write them. Okay, dinosaurs dying. Huge, 65 million years ago. A lot of life on the planet. Dinosaurs here 100 million years. A long time. Okay, so a huge comet, it was an asteroid, hits, sends a shockwave, a tsunami all the way up to North Dakota. huge amounts of creatures die that day. Okay, and in India, in this sub-peninsula out here in India, we had over a thousand, called the Deccan volcanism, the Deccan volcanism. It was so huge, so many years, thousands of years, okay, that it threw so much sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. It blocked the sun. That now, ends photosynthesis, and the dinosaurs ate plants.
Okay, I thought that it was the asteroid, whatever it was, that hit the Earth 65 million years ago. That caused dust and so on and so forth, which blotted out the sun and killed the plants. But you're saying it was also...
It's a combination. You had one on top of the other.
But when did what is the timing of the volcanic activity?
It started before the comet hit, and it continued afterwards.
Oh, before.
Yeah, the dinosaurs didn't die instantly. They died over maybe 10 million years. And by the way, the smaller dinosaurs survived the longest. Now, that gets to be the third cataclysm that happened. And again, this is going to be another one of the several parts of this book that are going to really shock people. Okay? I'm talking about now an expanding Earth theory. Okay, so our plate geologists say that we had all the continents together in one big Pangaea, all the Earth.
So the plate tectonics, the theorists say that at one point there was one land mass and that over the millennia, over the epochs, it split apart into what we now have as...
Okay, and you can see it. I mean, Africa fits into South America. You
right.
see how, okay. So what I'm saying is that happened. The mass of the Earth, because water is 70% of the Earth's territory.
Right.
Continents 30.
Right.
Continents have more mass.
Right.
That would mean that the axis of rotation of the mass of the Earth would not be coincident with its axis of actual rotation. The planet would spin out of control. That kind of a planet is not stable. What the geologists starting in Australia have said, and this has been a debate for a while, it's just again been suppressed, was that the Earth actually expanded. In other words, the Earth, take the size of a tennis ball, pops up to the size of a softball, all the fuzzy parts are now the continents. Okay? Expanded Earth, then you have higher gravity in the Earth, larger gravity. The dinosaurs are too big. Smaller dinosaurs
survive. Wait. This is fascinating. First of all, how is it that I've never heard this before? Because this is very fascinating. Is this relatively new information?
No, it's actually been a lot of books. Again, it's suppressed. And the plate geologists are saying this. They don't want – they got everything invested in this idea of the continents breaking apart, and that became their predominant theory. But in the 1800s, when this started being looked at, the initial idea was that the Earth had expanded. And it took a group of Australian geologists who very brilliantly said, wait a minute, the planets fit better together in a ball than they do in a continent split apart, and started thinking about an expanding Earth. And as I said,
this is in the book.
It's in the book.
So people can get to the – I cannot wait to read this.
And the dinosaurs who were smaller lived the longest.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs who were biggest went first. An expanded environment. Just think about it. These creatures at that size, you can go see them in a museum, they are not functional in a bigger gravitational field. Human beings go up to the Earth. We saw, you know, Neil Armstrong, you bop around like a bunny rabbit. Less gravity.
Yeah.
It's a principle of mathematics. A difference in size is a difference in function.
Well, you really mean mass. You're saying that somehow the mass of the Earth
increased,
but I don't understand how that could happen.
Because the Earth inside is building mass. And again, this is another thing that scientists don't
understand. I've never heard that either. How's that?
Well,
how can we build mass from the inside?
It's like a fusion machine. It's like a nuclear engine in there.
Yeah.
And it actually builds mass. It can build mass. It can take converting energy
into
mass.
Well, your whole theory doesn't rest on this, so I don't want to spend too much time, but I got to tell you, this is very fascinating.
What it does rest on is several things. That probably is going to take a while for people to get their heads around.
Well, sure.
But the point that shouldn't take people a long time is that the catastrophes that ended the dinosaurs weren't because there were a few more parts per million of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
Right.
It was a cataclysm, a massive cataclysm. And every one of the other extinctions has been the same way.
Right.
There's been something massive happening to the Earth. The Earth is not a stable place. Right now today, the Ring of Fire around the Pacific Ocean, which is, by the way, still expanding, there's volcanic action. Just take a look at where the volcanic action is. That could blow. That could blow for 1,000 years. If it did, this place is changing. It's going to change fundamentally. Take a look at the potential of another asteroid hitting. Every week we're finding out NASA saw another one they didn't know about. NASA's spending a lot of money as to how do we blow these things up. NASA knows that the probability is that, you know, the Earth heals the damages of the impacts and has the atmosphere, which helps us. Take a look at the moon. They're not rare. If you don't have atmosphere, if you don't, and even on Earth, one that gets through the atmosphere causes massive damage.
In my most recent book, it's called Is Atheism Dead? I talk about the Tunguska,
yes,
Siberia, 1908. And you think that asteroid, meteor, whatever it was about 180 feet in diameter. Pretty tiny when you think about the size of the Earth in Siberia. The damage that it did is utterly astonishing. Well, that is one meteor.
Take an asteroid that's miles up. Miles of diameter.
Like the one that hit the Yucatan.
And think of the damage that can do. I mean, the Earth, people think, okay, a key premise of the global warmers is that the Earth was very stable, had a self-regulating atmosphere. You know, carbon dioxide was being absorbed until the Industrial Revolution. And then we're pumping carbon dioxide in. And so now it's so much the global warming effect takes over, and we destroy the Earth. They had to erase the fact that the Earth has changed many, many times when they had ice ages, where there's much more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. We've had warm periods that have come and gone. The 1930s were warmer. Go take a look at this is absolutely reported by the U.S. geological systems, all the NOAA systems. We had a warmer period of time in the 1930s than we do today. It was the Dust Bowl. It was drought was more severe in the 1930s than it is today. The Earth is not a stable place. And to say we had a warm summer in Arizona, or we had some warm years in the 90s, well, the global warming people in the 1970s were saying we were going to have an ice age because they decided to demonize carbon dioxide. If they could demonize carbon dioxide, they could get us to stop using hydrocarbon fuels. If they could do that, they could end capitalism.
And that is the core of this conversation, folks, is that we're talking about a political agenda. They don't care about reality. They care about pushing forward a narrative which is anti-human, anti-liberty, anti-God, anti-America. And this has been carrying on, I mean, since I was a kid. I mean, in 1970, you thought the world was going to end. You know, they talk about Earth Day, and we got to have back then they called it ecology. But it became a religion, basically. And I remember in the 90s, it really took off, that Hollywood, anything they could do to push forward the green agenda, we've got to get going on this. And that's more than 30 years ago. We're talking to Jerome Corsi. The new book, I cannot wait to get into this, is called The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change. Jerome Corsi is my guest. Don't go away. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, regularly priced at $89.98, is now only $39.98 with our listener promo code Eric. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable. They've got a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use the promo code ERIC or just go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code ERIC. The offer will not last very long because these Percale sheets are known to sell very quickly. Order now with promo code ERIC at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com, promo code ERIC. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. I'm talking to Jerome Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. What a joy it is, Jerome, to have you here in the studio and to talk about what most people are thinking, but they don't have the science or the facts to back it up. You have it in the book. This is the title of the book is The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change. So let's keep going. What else do we need to know?
Well, a couple more points. I want to, first of all, say that the IPCC, which is this United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is the group saying we're all going to die because of a few more parts per million of carbon dioxide in the air, but hydrocarbon fuels burning creates the carbon dioxide. Capitalism is wrong and evil. The scientists are actually good scientists. And what makes them so dangerous is they twist the science in order to make it come to their conclusion. They have to do things like Michael Mann did with his hockey stick. You know, everything's stable. We have had no temperature variations going back thousands of years or hundreds of years. Industrial Revolution comes along. Suddenly, the blade of the hockey stick goes up.
Yeah.
Nonsense. You know, they erase the Little Ice Age. You erase the medieval warming period. Okay, now.
It's called lying. It's called lying, ladies
cleverly,
and gentlemen.
Because
well, of course.
There's science. When you read it, if you don't know the science, they look convincing. If you don't know the methodology of time series analysis, Michael Mann could get away with it. If you don't understand regression theory, he's going to win. And they're counting on the people who don't know these things.
Well, so I think I just want to say, you know, you said that they're censoring this book, they're suppressing this book. Whenever I hear something like that, you know, that's like catnip. I want to talk about that because it makes me sick that in a supposedly free country we would have that going on. People can't refute this. This is what is enraging to people, and all they can do is demonize, you know, shoot the piano player. So honestly, it's important that we get this information out.
And I don't care if they can demonize me all they want. I couldn't care less. They've been doing it for 20 years. My Wikipedia page is a joke. I mean, just, you know, I don't care. That's not important to me. What's important to me, and I'm saying some things in this book that are going to completely open people's eyes to a new way of looking at the climate and the earth. I'm saying that it's not a stable place. We have cataclysms. They're going to happen again. God willing, they won't happen tomorrow. We're going to have another ice age. We could be in the beginning, maybe 25,000 years, but the earth is still going in a very orbital egg shape. We're going to be at the farthest point sooner or later. Ice age is coming. You can't stop it. Sun heats earth. A big thing, not a tree ornament. That's if it slows down, we'll have a cold period.
Right.
Warm periods are better than cold periods. Carbon dioxide builds plants. We thrive. I'm sure the cavemen in ice ages didn't do very well trying to hunt mastodons or whatever they ate and freezing to death. We'd be better off extending the warm period if we could do it. Warm's better than cold. I want to give you one more point. I'm trying to cover these because these are the high points. People think hydrocarbon fuels are fossil fuels. Nonsense. No fossil ever made a fuel. They say oil is organic. Okay, now let me explain organic material, whether it's bacteria or plankton or human beings or dinosaurs or plants. When we die, we decompose. We decompose into constituent chemicals. Okay, it's why they bury people. They're going to stink. And nobody lines a casket because people are going to turn into oil. And the Bible does not say dust into oil. It says dust into dust. We decompose. It would violate the second law of thermodynamics. We don't go to a higher form of energy. Okay, now what has been demonstrated, and there's actually excellent scientific evidence of this, is that the Earth internally makes hydrocarbons on an ongoing basis. The Germans in the Weimar Republic figured this out. They created the Fischer-Tropsch equations. I discuss them. These equations show you how hydrocarbons are synthesized, made naturally by the earth. You can make them in a laboratory. Okay, the Germans.
So why do we drill for oil?
Because it does come up through the air, through the earth. It's made in the mantle. It will come up through bedrock fractures. So, yes, you have to drill for it. But it didn't get created within the sedimentary rock where you find it. I show you in this book. I show you oil fields in Saudi Arabia, and I show you the tectonic underneath those oil fields, the bedrock, and that it is fractured where below the oil fields in Saudi Arabia are deep bedrock fractures through which the oil comes. When I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold in 2005, I fought with the peak oil people about this. They said oil's going away, only so many dinosaurs, we're going to run out. I said, nonsense. You don't have any clue how much there is. And I said, Saudi Arabia, Matt Simmons, a big Houston, you know, geologist, I used to fight with him. He said, or Twilight and the Gods in the 70s or 80s, he said, Saudi Arabia is going to run out of oil. I said, Matt, you don't know what you're talking about. Saudi Arabia doesn't know how much oil they have. We today have more hydrocarbon reserves than we've ever had in human history, despite using it extensively since the Industrial Revolution. They were worried we were going to run out of coal in 1850.
Right.
We still have so much coal we wouldn't know what to do with it. We'll never. We'll have some other form of energy. And the other thing I want to cover one more point here. The solar technologies, the wind technologies, you can put a panel on your house of solar and you can generate some electricity. They don't work. Obama spent billions of dollars on Solyndra and the rest. Three quarters of the money went to his campaign committee members. And if you had a solar battery, size of a flashlight battery, that powered a city, you wouldn't need a government subsidy. We have those all over the place because the private industry would produce them.
That's the point. We'll be right back. Final segment with Jerome Corsi. The book is The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change. Courage. That's the word, folks. You need courage because you can have the truth, but unless you have the courage to speak the truth in an uncomfortable environment, it's useless. My guest, Jerome Corsi, has courage by the grace of God, and you are talking about things that so many people say, shut up, you can't say that, don't say that, that works against the narrative. And you are writing in this book about energy and the hoax of global warming and climate change. But some scientists have been brave enough to affirm the facts.
Yeah. I don't consider myself to have courage. These books come on me. I have no choice but to write them. God won't let me alone until I write them. I'll dream them at night. So I just start writing them. I had the whole book in mind before I wrote a word. Now, the scientists and the reviews are on Amazon. You can read the reviews of these scientists. These are very credible scientists. These are, you know, emeritus physicists from Princeton, physicists who taught at Harvard. These are top meteorologists. What they say is, you might not agree with everything Corsi's saying in this book. You know, some of these theories that he's presenting are yet not accepted as conventional. The expanding Earth, the idea that hydrocarbon fuels are natural, not fossil fuels. But he said what he's demonstrating is that nothing in science is settled. And that carbon dioxide is a minor driver of Earth's temperature. And this is a political agenda, demonizing carbon dioxide because they can get rid of hydrocarbon fuels which emit them. They can, if the hard left, three chapters of this book show you how the hard left embraced the environmental movement because they figured out if they could demonize carbon dioxide, they could get rid of hydrocarbon fuels, which would mean we could reduce everybody's standard of living. The Malthusians liked it, because they'd be happy to have half the world's population die, and Bill Gates is still going to fly around in his jet plane, private jet plane, because he doesn't imagine he's one of the ones. He's going to eliminate you and me. We're the ones who need to die so he can have all the resources of the Earth. I mean, that's part of the evil nature of this agenda. And what the scientists say is, read the book. You won't come out of reading this book the same way as you went into it. Your thinking is going to be fundamentally changed. And some of it will be disturbing because I'm explaining to you how, you know, we're the most recent inhabitants on this Earth. You know, Earth is not adjusting itself to meet our needs. Earth is adjusting itself to meet physical principles. God didn't necessarily create this. We'll last 10 million years. God had a lot of purposes for this Earth. Five extinctions. you know, the dinosaurs probably thought the earth was created for them, too.
I don't think so. God has his hand on all of this. That's, to me, the key.
That's the key.
And this is the hysteria of the you know, the anti-fossil fuel left. It's simply a political narrative.
God says, go forth and multiply. He didn't say, get on this earth, kill your babies, and make sure that you don't have – if there's too many people, just kill them. And besides, don't use any hydrocarbon fuel because I know I put it here naturally, but it's going to kill you if you use it. It's just too powerful. God doesn't say those things in the Bible.
There, what do you think ultimately – you know, you said that Fox and others won't have you on to talk about this. It's amazing that this is such a – again, no pun intended – such a hot topic. But I think most people, if you've tracked this over the last 30 years, you say – this is a lot of hysteria. It's a lot of baloney. Al Gore, you know, made a film about it. He's getting awards. But most people know that this is nonsense.
It's like I said in the earlier in the last show, it may be too late. We have no idea. Like the Nazis, they gain control of the power. They gain control of the media. They gain control of the apparatus. They gain control of the churches. And so, therefore, when I appear in Fox, the left – Media Matters, there's a whole bunch of them, immediately organize and tell Fox they're going to attack their advertisers, don't have Corsi on. Corsi's a nutcase. He said this, he said that. This guy is crazy. Why would you have him on? So they demonize me, and they make Fox feel like it's going to hurt them economically.
Right.
Okay, so the effort of censorship, which I have in that yellow tag at the front of this book, I mean, book is in all the bookstores, Barnes & Noble's. Now, I bought one in my local Barnes & Noble's. I had to get them to see it on the computer. They went in the back. They have it hidden under the cookbooks. They do not want you reading this book. The censorship and the blocking of the media is one of the reasons why we will not win this battle through the media. You will not win this battle in the streets. You won't win the battle fighting. You won't win the battle in revolution. You'll win the battle by believing in God, coming back to God, getting on your knees, asking for forgiveness for not taking care of this earlier.
You know, we've allowed this to happen. No, there's no question.
We
about
don't teach
it.
God in the schools anymore.
Right.
We took God out of the country, starting in the 40s with these Supreme Court decisions.
Yeah.
You know that, and this is a country that abandons God is not going to survive.
Well, that's the question. We're at. At an inflection point now, I think where, by God's grace, I think people are waking up. The question, of course, is whether enough will wake up in time.
I don't know.
Always the question.
These are demons. 1939, Hitler invaded Poland. He knew nobody was going to do anything. Germany declared war. All the European countries declared war. England, France, they did nothing. It was a phony war. They couldn't stop Hitler. They waited.
Well, I hate to tell you that eventually they did.
They did. But Russia invaded Ukraine. Hong Kong was taken over by China. What do we do? Now, these people and these demons will cause World War III because they can't stop themselves from causing chaos. So they said, let's put Ukraine in NATO. Well, Russia said, wait a minute, that's our access.
Well, the whole NATO thing is the most bizarre. No one talks about this, but for years I thought, what in the world is going on? The Soviet Union is gone. Why do we need NATO?
Yeah, well, they're poking the stick at the bear.
Why? But I mean, it's just to make money?
Because they can't stop themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In other words, it makes no rational sense.
It's not rational. Biden, who is probably owned by China by now, is going to run. They're talking about running U.S. warships through the Straits of Taiwan. What you think China's going to like that? I mean, they're poking at China, whereas
we're out of time.
Point is, I don't know. These people are demonic. I don't know if they can be stopped.
No, but God knows.
People come to it,
and our faith is in Him, and we put it in His hands. Jerome Corsi, just a joy and an honor to have you with me in the studio, folks. Please get the book. It's called The Truth About Energy, Global Warming, and Climate Change.
It can be stopped, and I am thrilled to be on your show because you're the first who's really interviewed me in a way that you understand. You get it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, the headline is, we need your help. What do I mean by that? I mean at least three things by that. Number one, if it's possible for you to get to be part of our studio audience, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and 8th in New York. This week, it starts about 4 o'clock every day. We're taping the late night, the talk show with Eric Metaxas. It is a mainstream TV talk show. We don't have time to get into it now, but it's nuts. We've got a lot of mainstream guests. It's going to be a blast. We can't share most of it with you yet, but if you can get there, go to ericmetaxas.com. You'll see where it says speaking or schedule, whatever, and you click on it. Every day, you can sign up through Eventbrite. We'd love you there all 4 days or just one day. You can bring as many people as you want to sign them up. But this is going to be a wild, fun thing. We need some fun, folks. We need some fun because there's a lot of tough stuff going on. But we want you to be there. Please do what you can. That's number one. Number two, if you follow me on social media, let me just ask you, instead of liking what I put there, would you retweet it or would you share it? Would you share it on Facebook? I'm trying to get a lot of information out. And I don't think I've ever said this before, but a lot of times people will like something. We need to get the word out. We are being suppressed. We know that what we're doing, whether we're being shadow banned, I don't mean to sound like, you know, like the like Chicken Little. This is actually, or not Chicken Little. Who am I looking for? Oh, The Boy Who Cried Wolf. This is actually happening. Yeah. We need your help, folks, to multiply our message. Everything we put out, it's a struggle. So whatever you can do to help us. And speaking of helping us, as you know, every couple times a year, we try to raise funds for an organization that we think worthy. At the top of the list is Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is an amazing Christian nonprofit relief organization. They go where there is a need. And I just want to tell you right now, they are helping families who have fled the Ukraine. Now, we don't need to get into the politics of it. These are people that are suffering, and we want to show them the love of God. We want to help them. Food for the Poor, I can't think of anybody that I would trust more to do that. So Food for the Poor is partnering with a number of Christian organizations, relief organizations, ministry partners to get food, literal food, to these families that have fled their homes. They've left everything behind. If you know anybody who's ever been through anything like this, my parents experienced this kind of thing. It's hellish. And we want to show them the love of God. So I want to ask you simply to call this number to help. Or you can just go to the banner. Our banner is MetaxasTalk.com. That's the radio banner. We want you to give. We want you to give generously. We just want everybody who listens to this program to do what you can. By God's grace, we are able to do something. Let's do what we can. So please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Or you can call this number. I'll give it to you right now. 844-863-HOPE. Please dial that number. Please give what you can now. It's August 1st. We don't have a lot of time to do this. It's always a struggle. God bless you as you give. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. These are people that are struggling, and we need to do what we can to help them. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. And Albin and I will shortly let you know. Everybody who gives anything, we will put your names in a hat, so to speak, proverbial hat, and we'll have a number of grand prize winners. We want to give you signed books and all kinds of things. And I always say anybody who can give $10,000 is tax deductible. I'd be delighted to have dinner with you, to spend an evening with you. We always manage to make that work. So remember, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, or go to MetaxasTalk.com. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.